This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago educators will vote next week on who should lead the city's teachers union for the next 3 years. The current leadership championed social justice issues and helped to make the CTU one of the most powerful labor unions in the country. But these leaders face two challengers who promised to take the union in different directions. We have WBEZ's Sarah Karp and Nader Issa from the Sun-Times. They're here to tell us what the outcome of this election could mean. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So, Nader, let's start with you. Can you remind us who's leading the union now? And I believe they're running for re-election, right?
They are. The president is Jesse Sharkey. The vice president is Stacey Davis Gates. They're part of this caucus called CORE. They're a progressive wing of the union. They came into power in 2010, and they were upset that the union wasn't fighting back as hard as they wanted to against school closures, against privatization. And so what's ended up happening is they've caused this contentious relationship with City Hall, former Mayor Rahm Emanuel, currently Lori Lightfoot. Jesse Sharkey is not running for re-election. Stacey Davis Gates is. She'll be at the top of the ticket for CORE.
Sarah, if Stacey Davis Gates and CORE were to lose, how would that affect the union and, by extension, the city?
So two big things could change: the relationship with the mayor and the focus of the union. One of the groups opposing the current leadership doesn't think that this animosity with the mayor has served the union well. They also want the union to focus on more traditional teacher issues, such as pay and pension, rather than push for these social justice issues. This is Mary Esposito Usterbowski, the presidential candidate for that group, called Members First.
We need a new leadership that is going to bring a new day between our union and the city so that we can start getting what teachers need and what students need.
The other group is called REAL. It's basically an upstart caucus of the former CORE members. They agree with CORE that social justice issues need to be at the forefront, but they basically feel as though Gates and the CTU leaders aren't prioritizing what matters most to teachers. This is the group's presidential candidate, Darnell Dowd.
We feel that leadership, current leadership, was not connected to what actually happens in the classrooms.
So the union's current leadership is being challenged both from inside and from the outside.
Nader, I can't recall the last time there was a contested election for the leadership of CTU. Is this kind of unusual?
That's the question we asked Bob Bruno. He's a labor professor at the University of Illinois. He wrote a book about the 2012 CTU strike. He said, if you look at the broader labor landscape, this is not unusual. Anytime a reform caucus like CORE rises to power in a union, they might win some members over at first, but over time, a lot of people will start to become disillusioned with their leadership. They might feel like the union strayed too far from its core functions, and that is what Bruno says is happening here. If we look strictly at CTU context, it is unusual because this is the first contested, truly contested CTU election since 2010.
Sarah, can you handicap this for us? Is there any chance Stacey Davis Gates and her caucus might lose?
So it's really hard to say. There's more than 20,000 people out there in hundreds of schools that are able to vote. But I'll say this, that if Gates and her team loses outright, it would be stunning. It would be a political victory for the mayor, and it would reverberate across the country for all those unions that look to the CTU as a leader. But the CTU has a runoff system where you need 51% of the vote to win outright. With three groups running, a runoff wouldn't be surprising, but it would still send a message about the strength of the current leadership.
That's WBEZ Sarah Karp and Nader Issa from the Sun-Times talking about the upcoming Chicago Teachers Union election.